One of my favorite quotations is, "The cleanliness of theory is no match for the mess of reality." No matter how admirable our intentions and how elaborate our plans for time management, they often get derailed. That's life. There are no guarantees for smooth sailing. But through the years, I've learned a few helpful hints that both get me started and keep me going. First, remember the teaching of Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Bring your intentions before the Lord. If they fit His plan, you will succeed. Keep in mind, of course, God's timetable and His definition of success may differ from yours. Secondly, prepare before starting and bathe your plans in prayer. Jesus prepared 30 years for a 3-year ministry. In Luke chapter 14, He uses the example of a builder and a king to remind us to be wise and prepare before starting a major project. A third helpful hint to keep you going is to invest in some basic tools. A calendar, a do list, a notebook to write things down. I find a do list indispensable. I write it out daily, keep it simple, and lay it out where I can see it. Fourth, don't schedule your time too tightly. Build in time for reflection and rest, for planning and preparation. Galatians 6:10 reminds us, "As we have opportunity, let us do good to all people." It's sad to be stretched so tight you have no time to build relationships with others, especially your spouse. We cannot be consumed by our own objectives. We must be open to God and to others. A fifth helpful hint, build consistent patterns that become habits in life. They save time and allow us to focus on the more creative and unpredictable parts of each day. Finally, ask God to change your perspective when your plans get derailed. Consider it pure joy, James 1:2 reminds us, when you face trials of many kinds, because the testing of your faith develops perseverance. God is constantly working in our lives, often in unexpected ways. Consider each one an opportunity for growth. Commit your plans to God, bathe them in prayer, invest in some simple tools, watch the tight schedule, develop good habits, consider surprises as opportunities for growth, and you'll stay on track as you use your time wisely in your walk of daily discipleship.